What's up, y'all? Welcome to
Good
another
people, good
episode
people, good
of
people.
Quality Time TV. We are back. We are back. Thank you for tuning in, everybody that tuned in last week, this week, wherever you're streaming from, iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, I don't care. I love all of you. Setup's a little different this week. We got three people on the episode. About to have some real good talk, some real funny, interesting conversations. We're going to get into Kevin Hart versus the Oscars. Then we're going to go into a couple, we're going to get into a couple talk about some albums that got released recently. And then we're going to go into the homie Blueface doing this little offbeat rap. I want to know what everybody thinks about that. As you can see up there, go this way, we got little icons. There he go. Yo, shout out to everybody that's tuned in right now. I see all of y'all.
Yes,
United Promotion, what's up? United Promotion, what is going on?
What's
Thank you for
up,
tuning
bro?
In, man. We love you. We love you, man.
Yes. We love you, bro. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Peep the cup, though. You see that? You see what's on the cup, right? Only appropriate.
Absolutely. So let's go on. Let's introduce our guest that we got this week. We got King African Mac. King African Mac, where you at, bro?
Yo, y'all see me?
Yeah, we see you, man. What's up?
Yes, sir.
Yo, I'm here. How y'all doing, man? Quality time. Here to spend some quality time. Time well spent. The first Instagram live show.
You already know what it is.
It's like Dora Explorer on crack, nigga. Dora Explorer on Mac.
Hashtag that shit, nigga.
Cranberry juice on deck, by the way. You know what's in there.
Absolutely. And if y'all don't know what that means, that just means y'all get to participate. Y'all get to talk about each topic. Y'all tell us whatever y'all think, and we shouting everybody out. All right, so we all know Instagram
also,
shut us down.
About the...
What you got, bro?
Yeah.
Oh, that was it?
They gonna shut us down?
Oh, yeah, they shut us down after an hour, so we usually
hop right
into the topics.
Shit.
But what you got?
I was going to say also tune in throughout the week to the page to what we post, because your comments, you know, you could get a chance to post your comments up here live during the show.
Let everybody
see you show yourself some love. You feel me?
Let's hop into that. Let's hop into that. We're going to show a couple of those tweets. So, first thing we got, Kevin Hart.
Kevin, apologize for your tweet. Bold.
Boy, that guy.
I have to.
I don't know.
Move on. Talking about the tweets from 2009, 2010. I passed on the apology. The reason why I passed is because I've addressed this several times. This is not the first time this month I've addressed it. I've spoken on it. I've said where the rights and wrongs were. I've said who I am now versus who I was then. I've done it. I'm not going to continue to go back and tap into the days of old when I moved on and I'm in a completely different space in my life. The same energy that went into finding those old tweets could be the same energy you put into things. The response to the questions that have been asked years after years. And trolls and reward them. I'm not doing it, man. I'm going to be me. I'm going to stay in my grind. Regardless, Academy, I'm thankful and appreciative of the opportunity. It goes away, no harm foul.
You said we back in, so let's get into some of the we posted up on the IG a couple stuff that people have posted, and let's start with Karma Unfiltered said, as a comedian, I'll tell everyone who feels some type of way to suck my balls. This generation of activists too damn sensitive, and it's really taking the joy out of good comedy. Keep it 100 says, I'm kind of disappointed. He would have been a great host. DJ C Papa says, shaking my head. So let's get into it. With us, what are your thoughts? Oh, we got a couple people that tuned in. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in right now. Chief Chef Biggs, I see you, man. I see you, Ronnie. I see you, United Promotions. I see you,
Chief. Yo, Biggs.
BX Production. I see you.
Yo. What's good, everybody?
Chief says they're targeting my boy Kev. What are y'all takes on it? How do y'all feel about this situation?
Yeah, I feel like they are.
There you go, bro.
They They don't got shit on Kevin Hart. They tried to use the cheating shit. Now they trying to use some little gay shit. They gonna try to use any. No disrespect to no cheaters or no gay people.
to no cheaters.
Yeah, no disrespect to nobody. But niggas couldn't clap him with the cheating shit. The nigga still had the baby. He's still moving on. Now they trying to catch him with some gay shit. And it's like, but it's like, hey, man. Hey, when you move 100, it's like, you don't even really care. I just feel like, yeah, he probably, when he apologized, he should never apologize. Even though he should never step down from the Grammys. That's what he should never did. He should have stayed in the Grammys and not apologized. Mm. Fuck that.
Yo, because it's like, honestly, Yo, my take on it personally is, like, I feel you on him not stepping down, but the only thing is, like, we got to claim our power. You feel what I'm saying? Like, if it was somebody else, like some other, and been like, I try to cause an uproar, get people on their side. Like, we not out here begging people for their attention. We not out for their platforms. Like, fuck that. Like, we out here doing what we so. If he stepped down, it shows that he got the power on his side. Like, he partnership. Yeah, I've been y'all begging a host. Like, y'all partnering with him because of his image. And that post was from like 2011. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, dogs. It's 2018. 7 years later, you telling me people don't grow? Not even apologize for it. His thing was he's not about to apologize. Saying, we should focus on love. Why y'all love focusing on negativity? Like, I apologize. Mm-hmm. I've grown from that point. And if you think people don't grow in life, then I don't know what to tell you. But I'm not apologizing. Mm-hmm. I'd have stepped down, too, personally.
Yeah, because I think he was really just upset that, you know, they went that far to go ahead and take that. Go look all the way back to find these tweets when they could have took that energy to do something else. So Shauna Leezy says the amount of stuff that these people do in that industry, they are definitely targeting him. All of a sudden, it's a problem. Chairman, what's up, man? I see you. The chairman, thank you for tuning in. He says, the thing is, though, Kev owned by niggas. Katie Williams aired it. Oh, I think Cat Williams aired it. So I think he's saying that he's owned.
By the industry?
I guess they're saying, yeah, by the industry. Because the industry is shaking.
He would have had to apologize, though. He would have had to apologize.
You know, if you think about it technically, him addressing this energy and stepping down and doing all that and saying, like, oh, y'all want me to apologize, so I'm going to just step down. It's like, yo, that's basically apologizing. Because it's like now, at the end of the day, 200 years from now or whatever, I feel like nobody's really going to care about the scandal. It's just like with Christopher Columbus. He came to America and killed off all the Indians and Native Americans and Native Blacks that was here. Nobody, 200 years, 2,000 years from there, nobody cares about that. Everybody owes picture the bigger lie or the bigger thing. So it's just like, if he would have did the Grammys, at the end of the day, 200 years from now, kids would have seen that and be like, oh, I don't care. Because they probably won't even push it in the media that, oh, he didn't apologize or this and that. They're not going to push that after, what you call it, like us talking about it. Like, you don't see a big brawl. Even with the whole Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon posted mad white females doing it. But where's the uproar in that? How is, like, the nigga was about to do the Grammys and he got that. But now we posting all these white bitches doing the same shit years ago. No uproar, no nothing. That's all I'm saying. They're not going to promote this. They're going to propaganda to erase that shit. And they're just going to look at the bigger picture. They're going to be like, 57th Grammy hosted by some white motherfucker instead of this nigga of the greatest comedian, but one of the greatest entertainers of our time. Mm-hmm. This will be a time stamp. And like, yo, you should do the Grammys at this time. Like, of all times, you hot right now. Whatever's going on, like, fuck that. Don't apologize, but do the Grammys. Or at least apologize. If you're going to do that, do a double-edged fork. Stab. Say, yo, I'm going to apologize, and then go on the Grammy stage and fuck some shit, fuck niggas up. That shit going to be live, so fuck it. That's what I would do. I would have fucked it all up, bro. For real. Just like how Kanye pulled up on stage, I would have fucked it up.
So, to the chat, Shauna says, even though the Oscars don't care about the black community, especially in the acting world, so I see Lamar's point. She also says, Kevin is definitely a puppet. Chairman says, Kev should have never apologized, but when you owe your success to entities, you have no say. Kev not independent and is being made an example of.
Wait, we talking about the Oscars or the Grammys?
The Oscars. This is the Oscars. And then he also says, this is really a psych op to normalize the gay agenda. And I mean, this goes, and I want to know your thoughts, Africa, too, about the content of some stuff that we use for comedy. And I'm starting to think it's a lot of stuff we're getting too sensitive about, because what he said were clearly jokes, and he's addressed it in the past, and he says it in this video. He's like, yo, I'm not going back to apologize again for it when y'all could have put that energy to go look for it again. But this is just content that comedians do. They take everyday situations and they make jokes of it. They make us laugh about certain things. Do you think that people are getting soft, and is that one of the reasons why this ended up happening? Because I know with your content, you really out there, and you got some hilarious stuff. But do you ever like get feedback on your end with situations like that?
Hell yeah. It's funny because recently, that it was like with me with the braid thing in my beard order with blue eyes, and I was like, when your bud dealer's not around, so you got to go get gay bud from a gay drug dealer, gay weed. You know what I mean? Because it's like, it's social media at the end of the day. It's like, everybody, I'm here to invoke emotion, you feel me? So it's like, yeah, and that's what I'm saying. It's not funny if it doesn't offend, period. It's just like a stereotype.
Exactly.
It's funny because some dude had commented and said, he said, I guess he was gay. So this is pretty offensive. But I'm like, but he's some dude who's been following me. I just never, you know what I mean? I be seeing people comments. I recognize names. I don't click everybody. When he said that, he followed me. He one of my good followers. He one of the niggas that always show love. I'm like, what the fuck? I clicked it, and I guess he was gay. But I'm like, I replied, and I was like, yo, bro, my whole page been gay. And he was, like, laughing my ass off. So he's like, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, it's like, some people don't be offended. They want attention.
Like, yo, that's big. That's crazy. All these IG niggas and yo, I don't pay attention, because once you do, motherfuckers be like, yo, I can't believe you responded. Like, and it's like, you know, aim, dog. So what you thought this respond $1,000 or something? Like,
yeah.
Well, I'm saying it's like,
I don't get
that's,
it.
Yeah, that's it.
Today somebody commented on my, but it was funny because I'm at work or whatever, media, we talk about mad stuff or whatever. And it was like how some one of my coworkers was like, yo, they be coming at you, but you don't be replying. So I was like, you know, that's funny. So I decided, I was like, yo, let me reply to something. So I read some shit, and some girl was like, oh, when your hair is fucked up and your beard is patchy. I'm like, this bitch talking about me? Like, okay. I replied, and I was like, okay, says the bald-headed bitch, right? This chick gonna reply and say, oh, thank you for saying that, because I have a hair condition that I'm bald or whatever. So I'm like, wow.
Wow. So, I'm like, so now you're an asshole, right?
Yeah, now I'm an asshole. It's like, condition. I got a pack. If anybody watching, I can look at it. It's my last post about my post about if your girl, if your spouse, whether it's a husband, wife, it's 2018, so you gotta be politically correct, I guess. So whether it's your husband or your wife has a period. If they bleed out their vagina part, that means you able to cheat. That's how I feel.
Why yo, they... I saw that
but,
shit.
Not nah, see, problem. See, this is my take though. It's like you're a comedian. Like, this is what you do. You produce comedy, and like going back to Kevin Hart, like I said with him, he's producing comedy. He makes jokes about these situations, where it's like, I feel like when this is an art, comedy is an art at the end of the day. And I feel like people are taking it past the point of saying, all right, this is an art. He's just finding humor in something, and we can't just look at everything and be serious about it. That's what you do. It's what your job is as a comedian. Some stuff is going to hit, some stuff is going to miss. And that's just my take, because I listen to a lot of stand-up. And sometimes you'll hear stuff, and you're like, all right, that's not that funny. But then something later, it hits. Because everything is not for everybody at the end of the day. If you didn't like Kevin Hart's tweets, why are you reading it? Why are you following him?
Oh, that's what I said. That's what I said right before cut off. Then that's what I was saying. I was saying like, yo, if Kevin Hart's words offend you, that's how I feel as a human being. Like right now, if I say something that offends, and you don't know me from a hole in the wall, but if I say something that offends you, that means that we are alike in more ways than one. We so much alike that you feel like I should think just like you. If you're gonna get offended, be like, how the fuck you think? Wait, that means you think that I should think like you, which means that we are definitely alike. If Kevin Hart didn't matter to you, if he didn't hold no weight, or if he wasn't just like you, or if he
his words wouldn't matter.
empathize, if you couldn't empathize or sympathize for him or whatever the word fucking word is, that means that you wouldn't care about what he said fucking 5 years, 10 years ago.
Yo.
In and thinking that, I mean, yeah.
Real
that
means shit. That
you should give him a chance. It's like, if you know even you as a human being who's going at Kevin Hart saying it. Because it's like, even now, even me being all this wild person or whatever, shit, when I was in UB, I felt like I was wilder. When I was in college, when I was in high school, I was wilder.
Niggas was wild like, in the UB. Damn,
time goes. It was for somebody to pull out, exactly, for somebody to pull out some UB shit and be like, oh, you, actually, I can't say that.
But no, I get what you're saying. It's years ago.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying because it's years ago.
Yo, I was going to say, bro, like, it's 2011. Mm-hmm. Not even that. Fuck the. It's time and time passes. People change. Let's keep it a buck. A lot more was acceptable than in 2018. So all these people acting up right now, acting like back then they wasn't doing the same shit, talking crazy too. Like, we all used to talk crazy. You feel me?
Yeah.
But it's 2018 now, so politically correct police, everybody fronting. That's what I was saying again. It's like everything's recorded now. So everybody trying to front and act proper. Like, yeah. Because this time changed don't mean everything's supposed to change. Some stuff is okay if it stays the same.
Yeah, going to the chat real quick. Hey, Chrissy, what's up? She says she might have alopecia. I'm not sure what that is. But
roach, you stupid.
Yo, chill. Somebody might be offended.
2011 Twitter versus 2018 Twitter is crazy.
Who be offended by that is niggas who smoke roaches or niggas who look like a roach, or if you're some animal activist.
Some animal activist is going to be upset with you.
Save the roaches.
You didn't to kill him.
I want to address something about animal activists, right? Right? I fuck with vegans. Like, you know what I mean? I fuck with vegans. My daughter's mother, Shorty, she's a vegetarian or whatever.
But I'm pescatarian. What you got? I'm listening. I'm listening. What you got?
When vegetarians say shit like, yo, eat this, it's just like, right? Why don't y'all just eat meat? But not even that. Pause. But even deeper than that, when niggas say that and niggas be, yo, this shit tastes like meat or whatever. It's just like, yo, you eating this fake shit that tastes like meat. Why not meat? Because with fake ass, this real girls be like, oh, y'all like that. Why don't y'all like the real thing? What do animals feel? It's like, y'all eating this fake shit? Why don't y'all just eat that? Y'all making us feel less like animals. Over here, get the fake ass and fake titties, but niggas is over here fucking with cauliflower chicken wings.
Like, cauliflower chicken.
Yo, I love them cauliflower wings though. I love them.
Yo,
yo.
I seen some oxtails made of flour too. Never would I touch that.
They make them out of mushrooms too.
Oxtail?
Out of mushrooms? Yeah, I just had it like a week or two ago. It was actually really good, man. I'll answer that question for you though. I stopped eating meat from February, man. I haven't touched chicken or beef since. I haven't touched it at all. But you know, it's honestly more of some people. It's just you don't like the idea of it. You just don't like the idea of eating another living thing, you know. But them cauliflower bites is actually really good, man. Don't sleep on them. Don't sleep on them.
Nah, that's what. It's like barbecue plastic, bro.
Nigga said barbecue plastic. Yo, I believe.
Yo, chill. You gonna get the vegans tight, man.
Spring bottle. Just take a bowl, pour in a spring bottle, douse that shit in some barbecue, some Heinz. That's what it tastes like, my nigga.
Hey, all the vegan fans, Carl approved this message.
All right, so I guess we going on the
these opinions do not reflect the views of Quality Time, nigga. Like,
look, I'm pescatarian, so it's cool. I see the jokes all the time, and it's funny. Like, people ask that. That's always the main question. If something tastes like a hamburger or a cheeseburger, why don't you just eat the cheeseburger? But it's more than that, man. It's a mental thing. But I think we all going to say...
It's just like... Ask me for something.
Wait, one more time?
For some, what you call it. you got me to take some food, nigga, so I'm a vegetarian. I'm like,
can't be above me vegetarian. Listen, niggas, niggas is way too picky. You the most fit homeless person ever, nigga. You know that.
You can't be homeless and how to make decisions, my nigga. Because you can't make a decision about whom you want to sleep in, bro. You want to make decisions about what you want to eat, nigga? Come on, bro.
Yo, nigga, it's expensive to be vegetarian. Nigga chose the worst time to be a bum. Like, what is he doing? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, you definitely
bad life choices.
You don't have a choice in that matter. So I think we going with Kevin Hart was right. We going to stick with him, and we going to rock with him. He needs to continue what he's doing. I respect him.
Power, like, Kevin.
Exactly, exactly. All right, so on to our next topic. Right? Cool little screen loading up. All right, so recently we had this dude really got the OE. That is hilarious.
OD.
Recently we had XXXTentacion drop his recent project, Skins. And there was a lot of... Did you guys get a chance to listen to it? Did y'all get a chance to listen to the album?
Wait,
whose album?
XXXTentacion's album, Skins.
I didn't get a chance to yet. Not just yet.
All good. You ain't need to listen to it. My thing was, as it was released, I went into a couple comments, and, you know, I read the comics, like, on academics and people's reviews of the album. And, you know, a lot of people were saying that it was very mixed. Like, you saw one crowd of people that were saying, oh, this album isn't really good. It sounds like a bunch of throwaways. And then some people were saying, like, oh, this is his best piece of work. And my whole take is, on posthumous albums, do you think sometimes people will say that it sounds better because the artist is deceased? Or will some people say that... Another take on this is that people are going to say that it doesn't sound good, but then you have to give it a little bit of leeway because he's not around. You're kind of taking stuff that he created in the past and just slapping a bunch of instruments and mixes over it. So where do we go when an album like this gets released? Do we rate it? Do we grade it? Should we even bother, like, even putting it in a category where we have to compare it? What are you guys' thoughts on albums like that?
Personally... Honestly and truly, when it comes to me, I'm thinking when it comes to, like, posthumous albums and shit like that, you can't put that on, like, a top whatever list, because how are you going to do that? There's always going to be a bias when somebody feel me. So to anything is kind of crazy. I think it should be more of a fan appreciation thing. Look at Lola. I think be happy that there's even more work from this man. He has to just be humble, be happy that he's out here still, and tune in. If you like it, you like it. If not, you don't. But and another thing is, people are quick to judge stuff nowadays. Like, the album just dropped. Like, with any album that recently dropped, even Meek shit, that, like, niggas was coming at, like, I think it was Charlamagne or one of these niggas, or maybe Joe Budden on State of the Culture, was like, yo, the album just dropped, and niggas is talking about, oh, legendary, this shit is a classic, this shit. Like, back in the day, you had to hold on to an album for dumb long to consider it a classic, bro. And on top of that, they saying shit like, yo, this is Jay-Z's best verse ever. And it's like, nigga, the Reasonable Doubt, nigga? You got some fucking nerve, son. Y'all niggas don't even know what you're talking about. So it's like, people, it's like, I say this once, I say it again. Yeah, I'm taking it from my nigga Mike Rapp. Sue me, nigga, you fuck you. Nah, let me stop. But my nigga, it's the Instagramification. Facts. It's the Instagramification of things, bro. It's instant gratitude. It's like, everybody's so quick to judge shit as soon as it dropped because your attention span so short and so much shit is being put out, you can't focus on one thing for too long. So you got to be hypercritical in the moment at first. That's why you got to be perfect at first, which leads back to this PC culture shit. Now, I'm on some conspiracy theory down the rabbit hole shit, but you feel what I'm saying? Connected, bro. It's all connected, and society is shifting. Nobody can say that shit ain't changing. So clearly something's happening, you feel me? And once we able to really define it, I think we could grab control of the culture again and really steer it the way we want. But as of now, that shit is like a monster, my nigga. That shit is like a monster running insane and people feeding that bitch like nothing.
Yeah, that's a my fact. Take. Yeah, that's a fact, though. I be looking at it like when it comes to the, what you call it, when it comes to XXX. You know what's funny, though? That word posthumous.
Posthumous? Yeah.
I never heard of that word until he died. Like, I thought it was posthumous. So I was like,
trying to make a joke about that.
I thought they were trying to make of that. So it was like, that was me. But with that, though, it's just like, Lamar just, it's like, for real, though, it makes sense, though. It's just like, to me, I look at it like, yeah, it could have been his best, his, for him personally, could have been his best album or whatever. At the same time, him passing away and they having to put together like an album or whatever. What if that was his album that was Kanye's Yeezus? The album that nobody identified. You know, the album that was supposed to be super different, but nobody knows that. So everybody thinking that, oh, he's about to go, oh, he just dropped Question Mark. He dropped 17, he dropped Question Mark. Now this one is about to go. Then you hear it, you're like, damn, this song is short as shit.
Yeah.
The longest song, Kanye. So it's like little things like that. But at the same time, me personally, though, I like all that crazy ratchet, random, not ratchet, but like creative, like left wing shit. So it's like, yeah, I do like it. I don't love it, but I like it. I don't love it more than his other albums, of course. But you know, it's like a mixtape.
It's like, yeah.
As long as somebody's offering you something, shit. And that's why I feel like content, like right now, and like, again, back to what you were saying, Lamar, you were saying how as soon as we figure out how to grab hold of the culture, we gonna control it. Think about Joe Budden. Joe Budden been in the business for a minute. And it's like, if you think about it, he's kind of holding the culture.
Yeah.
Him and Nori. And with them,
Drink Chain,
that makes
right.
them similar. Both of them, they do it in a weird way. Like, it's content. The more, like right now, we're in the information era where the more you give, it's like right now you have, it's black and white. Like the most, that's the only thing we got to capitalize in the politically correct era is that shit is black and white. And that's what makes shit right. It's like either you like people or you hate gay people. Either you like black people or you hate black people.
Yeah. Racist. OD polarized. So, facts.
Exactly. So black and white, what does that mean? That means that, yo, either you putting out content or you receiving content. It's either or. Look at CNN. Look at all these shits. These niggas never stop. They never stop. Think about it. Like, they never stop. Fine. They never stop. Just think about it.
24-hour news network. Facts.
Exactly. What is Joe Budden doing? Joe Budden got his Joe Budden podcast. He was on Everyday Struggle, or but now he's on State of the Culture.
That shit is hard.
He got hands and Love and Hip Hop.
And he got another one where niggas come to his crib and he got his chef cook for them. The pull up, yeah. That nigga Joe Budden out here, bro. So he's finding them cheat codes. Remember from that, the other episode? Yeah. Finding them cheat codes to life and go to blood on that shit, like
yeah. I could definitely agree with y'all. Nah.
At the age where it's like you either putting out content or you receiving it. And it's like, if you're on the receiver, it's just like a gunshot. Either you're the shooter or the nigga getting shot. Period.
Facts. Big fact.
Yeah, no, I could definitely agree. Because when I heard the album, you know, I had my own thoughts. I thought it was good, but obviously, you're not going to get the best piece of work from him. Because he's not here to really clean it up. This is, I wouldn't even call it X's album. I would call it his management, his engineers, and his producers. That was their album. They just took what he had given them and then gave us something from it. And we got to be grateful
you said,
for that.
It might have been a mixtape.
It could have been a
mixtape. What if X wanted it to be a mixtape and they just made it an album? You feel
exactly.
me?
Exactly. These could have been songs that got released years ago, like that could have been sitting around, you know. But when an album like this gets released, I think we just need to take it as it is and say, all right, this might be the final project that we're getting from him. Let's just keep this and enjoy it the way how it is. We don't need to compare it to anything. If Mac Miller drops an album tomorrow morning, let's take that album and appreciate the fact that we got new art from him. The fact that he's not even around, we need to be grateful for that. There ain't no judging it. Just be thankful that you got work from that artist.
I pray if I fucking die tomorrow, somebody know my Evernote password and they could take all my bars and make them shits in the song, nigga.
Absolutely.
That would be incredible. You feel me? I already told my boy, I told my nigga Jesus that, though. He know my password. If shit go left, just take my shit and release it, bro. You feel me? At least my work could be out there in the world. And I think people should focus more on that. Like, yo, this is a man y'all love. Like, just be happy his shit is there. Like, another day.
Shona says, as Lamar said, it would be classified as fan appreciation. I agree with that 100%. It is.
Respect.
All of these albums that we get, fan. If Tupac comes out with an album tomorrow morning, I'm taking it. I'm saying, wow, thank you for this. Thank you for, thank you management, whoever it was, for putting this together. Because I wasn't expecting
it. The best album and be like, oh, this and that. Like, of course, since they dead, people gonna be like, oh, this is the best. But it's like, come on, we don't gotta judge this that. And that's what people try. That's why they put him to that standard. It's like, come on, he was still a young kid.
He was super.
It was like he didn't even know where the hell his career was going to go. He didn't know, you know what I mean? He know the musical route. Even if you hear the other song that dropped, the "Hold You" with Lil Pump and Sway Lee and the Latin artist.
Yeah,
that song is.
That was really good.
Yeah, he took the whole. That song was beautiful, and that's he could have went in that avenue. He could have been the new reggae American artist. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You see how Afrobeats is making its way to America, and reggae also been, but Afrobeats right now, like he could have been a nigga to merge both Afrobeats, reggae, and rap.
You're right, because he was experimenting with the, I call it the world sound of the Afrobeat Spanish, and that's probably just because I'm from America. I'm not trying to, like, put anybody in a box, but I just call it the world sound. But he touched on that on the Question Mark album with the song "I Don't Even Speak Spanish, LOL," or something like that. And he had a whole Spanish song on that album. And that's why I even said that album, in my opinion, goes down as one of the best albums to get released this year that did not get the recognition that it should have. Because he touched all avenues of music on that album. Shona says, people really chat too much and love to put things in a specific box with a title. People should just let shit flow and appreciate the work.
Man, if only. That ain't the world that we live in.
Right.
That's not the world that we live in. Niggas is judgmental as fuck.
As soon as we know that right there, it's like, that's the cheat code right there. As soon as we know that this ain't the world that we live in, why expect it?
Exactly, and why pay attention to it?
Like, yeah, exactly. They be like, in relationship, it's like, if you're expecting this, you know what I mean? It's like, don't expect something. It's like, yeah, so why expect that? Why even?
Even in that same instance, though, like, you could expect it to be bad, but even in that breath, my nigga, them niggas tuned in. Like, they went out of their way to tune in to be like, yo, you suck, but stupid fuck, you listen to my shit, though. And that goes to show me that you actually do like my shit. You must not like me, because no way you just spent fucking a half hour of your soul. You feel me? You gave away a half hour of your soul to come tell me I suck, nigga? Get the fuck out of here. You a hater, my nigga. Like, real shit.
I agree.
Real shit.
I agree. You gotta put energy into it.
Exactly. My nigga, the opposite of love isn't hate, it's indifference, my nigga.
It's indifference.
If you're indifferent, exactly. If you're indifferent towards something, you don't give a fuck. And that'll burn it. Imagine you tell a bitch you love her and she like, did I ask you to?
Yeah.
Nigga, that shit gonna burn your spirit, nigga. Like, oh, man.
You're absolutely right.
You say that? If you did a favor, like, yo, like, randomly, you do a favor for somebody, and they be like, yo, I didn't even ask you to do that. Like,
yeah.
Damn.
Yo, perfect example, Cardi. Cardi, you see how Cardi on stage changing the words, talking about we might, so Offset, we might get a divorce?
Yeah.
Bitch, if you was going to get a divorce, you wouldn't be on stage. You would have been over it. Like, who? Offset, what? I'm on to my next nigga. You clearly care about him.
I think that's
why
more,
you on stage.
Yeah, I think
you
that's,
feel me?
That's
like,
more
that,
of
that's
like...
Not, that's not hate.
I think that's more
that's
like the
course,
attention.
That's not the opposite of love.
Yeah, I think that was more the
attention. Oh, you think she's doing it attention? You don't think she actually, like, care about this nigga? That's why she's butt hurt? And she's insecure shit?
Yeah.
Back together.
What you said?
Think about it. She from New York. She from the Bronx. She
niggas don't just break up.
Yeah, she and she exactly, and she wants something from a New York nigga at this point, I guess. Like, you know what I mean? Her last nigga's from New York, and she's lit now. She's traveled the world, and she found this southern nigga that she like or whatever. Mm. That's what I'm saying. And they have a kid. As soon as you have a kid, you hear my...
Man, niggas ain't shit on every coast. That's all I'm going to say.
Maji, Maji Scoop, what's going on, man? Thank you for tuning in. Maji said that's a publicity slash she's hurt.
Yeah, you're right, bro. I think it's both. You know, everything, America, everything for sale, nigga. So, I think it's both.
Offset had just recently posted that Offset had said,
I miss Cardi.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It was like, I feel like right now she's just doing like what regular women do. You know what I mean? It goes both ways. If your chick mess up and you know you're not going to leave her, you gonna have to like be spiteful and do certain things.
Talking shit, talking crazy on the gram with your friends out at the club front.
That's exactly that's what Maji said. He says she's smart, turning her pain into a dollar. Yeah. And I mean that's the way to do it. That's,
I don't know.
She's a female, so she got more emotions flowing. So it's just like, and she just had a kid, so she got more invested in the. Now I mean, as soon as you have a kid, it seems like. Like, as soon as you have the kid, you push out the kid, it's like you have kind of, like, you up the partner one. You know what I mean?
Word.
Because actually pushed out a new life. So it's like, she knowing, I feel like she's just throwing jabs and like, yeah. Because she, think about it, she didn't bash him on no interviews or on Instagram. Mm-hmm. She just, we still cool, but versus, you know, her, think about it. What, you know, from New York is going to just be that cool about picking up
Word.
All the,
yeah.
Come Word. On.
All I know is her next album is about to be fire. If she gonna be like any of these past female artists, like a Mary J. Blige, man, her album about to be fire.
Hey, don't put no expectation on her, bro. And then have niggas be like, nah, it's not a classic after 5 minutes. After listening to that shit for five minutes. Nah, that shit not a classic.
Nah, you're right, though. Just to go back to that topic, when I did see, so when the album dropped that night, I think I talked to you that night, and I was like, yo, I'm listening to it tonight. Like, the album got leaked, and I'm not streaming it. I'm not going to listen to the leak. I'm going to wait for it to drop because I'm an X fan. And I remember listening to it. The album was really short. It was less than 30 minutes. So, you know, I go on IG, all over IG. I see people talking about it. So I'm like, yo, let me go read the comments. And people was already having expectations, already talking about, yo, this is trash. Or, nah, this is so amazing. This is really good. I'm glad we got this album from him. But I'm just like, yo, just be grateful that you got the music in the first place, man. Just be grateful for that.
Facts. And I know that shit touched home with you because you really fuck with X, bro. With him, but I know that's your guy, bro.
Yeah, man, I was rooting for that kid, crazy, man. Bro. I was rooting for that kid. He would have definitely had superstar status.
I see you with young A-Mac over there.
But it's hurtful with X.
Shauna says...
X would have been the third generation of Drake.
Word, 50 Cent. New generation Drake. Facts.
Yeah, I think he would have took all of them by storm. I think he would have surpassed all the new artists that are out. I can't think of anybody that
he was really like the second. Well, other than Drake and Kendrick Lamar and the greats, but like he was the second most selling rapper. If you really look at the stats, it's like no rapper other than Drake, Kendrick Lamar, Eminem, was, and the greats that we see.
Yep.
J. Cole. Who other rap? Rick Ross? No. Migos? No. As I'm saying, who was selling out? Who was out? X. He dropped three albums consecutively. All three albums. And all three is out, yo. Like, if that shit is deep, yo.
And you even want to talk about talent. You can't say he can't rap because the kid can spit bars. Your kid can spit.
Exactly.
You can't say he didn't have party records because Look At Me was killing those parties back in two to three years ago when it dropped. He had that.
Can't keep my dick in my bed.
Yeah. He had the versatility. Like, the fact that we saying he made an Afrobeat song, he made a Spanish song, he knew he had range, he knew he could go in different directions. And, you know, that's one of the reasons I see him being able to touch multiple sources of fans. Just go to the chat real quick. Shauna says, America has everything for sale. I like that. She also says she knew who she quote-unquote married, though. Majin says he passed. He didn't get to put his finishing touches. Shona says definitely, especially since he mixed with Jamaican automatic greatness. Didn't he have? I was trying to find it, but I remember he put out a snippet. I think he had a song with Vibes. I think he had a song with Vibes or something. He had a song with some Jamaican artist. Yeah. He did, right?
I think it was. He had a song with a huge Jamaican artist. That's what I'm saying. He was gonna be Drake. My daughter's generation. I think about that deep every time I see him. Yeah. It's like, yo, who was on, like, other than Drake, like, you see how we talk, like, when we put talk about rappers or whatever, we talk about Kendrick and J. Cole. And that's one group. But when we talk about the other, like, mainstream, we talk about Drake, number one. Mm. Other than Drake, XXX was literally the best-selling artist, the best streaming artist. Other than Drake, like, it's so fucking crazy.
A lot of these and young that's artists why people, are like
that's where the conspiracy. That's where the conspiracy comes from. That Drake has XXX killed. If you look at Sicko Mode video, seen that. Look at Sicko Mode video. It has a little clip of a person who looked like XXXTentacion getting hit by a boulder, and getting crushed by a boulder.
Really? It's
conspiracy on YouTube.
I didn't even know. It's a conspiracy on YouTube.
Yeah. It's a lot of shit. It's a mad
about it. I mean, I don't want to get too much into it, but now that you mention it, I do remember there was like somebody that came out and was like, "Oh yeah," he confirmed like it was Drake or something like that. I remember that got released like a few weeks ago. But I mean, it just sucks, man. That you know, we lost the artist that great, and somebody that would have been able to take it to that next level. But going into new artists and this new wave of music. I just want to get into this new artist that's recently been showing up everywhere by the name of Blueface. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play the freestyle for y'all so people in the crowd,
buckle
people
up. Are watching, buckle up.
Y'all can see. Check this out.
I do it on my own. Flying up to Washington. Bitch, Zuka. Chip. Bluetooth was gun like. Up Mac. Make this bitch sing like Luca. Mike like hate niggas. Like the Ku Klux. Dick, I can really give two fucks. Been zone. I can't come to the phone. Got it on my own. When I get home, stay alone. Can't fuck if you ain't got no arts. My life a movie. Just play a part. I have to push the bins. Been push the start. Got the keys in the oven. Just push the start. I keep a 40 on me. Fatter than Paul Blart. Catching and I'm sliding at the. Alright.
Blue.
Come on, man.
In the neighborhood.
All right, we're back. All right, so that was Blueface. And so this is what's happening. I seen Blueface pop up on the Instagrams about maybe it was like 2-3 weeks ago, and I thought it was a joke, right? Then he started showing up a lot more. Then this week I saw somebody post something that said, y'all hating on the kid, but this is the new wave. This is the new style of rap that's coming out. Just wait and see. That's what I saw somebody post, and I was like, is this really going to catch on? Like, is this going to be like mumble rap where we laugh at the beginning, and then it just turns out to just take over the wave? How do y'all feel? And hold on, real quick. So, in the chat already, Shauna says, that right there is someone trying a new gimmick to get notoriety because that gave me anxiety. That's how I felt. I had anxiety listening to that. Bro. What do y'all think?
Bro. Cocaine is a hell of a drug. Now let me stop, bro. That nigga's on some drogas, nigga. Like, had to throw that in a different language. Like, he's bugging. I'm gonna keep it a buck. Like I was telling you when we were speaking on the phone, bro. Like at this point, I think back to the motherfucker that came out a couple months ago. He had on like a YK or M16. A nigga had the gun barrel in his mouth and he's sucking on the barrel. And
I'm like,
my
guy.
Nigga.
Married to the game. Yo, when or I seen like that,
right. Don't say his name. Don't get that nigga. Fuck that. We don't need images. Sorry for the language for the little one, but don't. But what I'm saying is like, when it comes to hip hop, when it comes to the culture itself, I'm looking at it like, yo, it seems like the art world is starving. Right, they just consuming any. anything that comes out, bro. Any that anybody drops and says, yo, this is the new wave, it's like, oh my God, I gotta dissect it, I gotta figure it out, let's copy this. Like, no, just because it's new, just because somebody different did it, don't mean it deserves the attention of the world, bro.
When you said that earlier,
like, I didn't think that.
When you said that earlier, the thought that, and I didn't tell you because I wanted to save it for the show, the thought that popped in my head was when, you know how they said, you put a trash can in the middle of a room, somebody gonna walk in and call it art because nobody's ever done it before. But where do we draw the line? Where do we draw the line?
Real shit.
Just because no,
it's deep,
because
it's like,
what you think?
Go ahead.
That was my thought.
You know what it is? You know what it is, bro? You know what it is? Like, for me personally, like, I get it. Like, because I say even Africa, bro. I see, like the BDBG, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like, even that, I understand that that's parody shit. You feel me? I understand, like, that's a joke. Like, you fronting. So I don't expect to go into, like, yo, I'm going to judge this nigga how I'm going to judge Jay-Z. Like, this nigga right here, though, this nigga right here, blood, is I'm hard right now, nigga. I'm killing these niggas in the street, dog. And somebody's behind him like, yeah, nigga, you murdering shit, bro.
Absolutely. Yo, I seen pictures, videos get released with him and like, with like Uzi Vert and like people like trying to get him to collab with him.
Of course.
He got
this
song with Drake.
He got a song with Drake?
Get the fuck out of here.
You're lying.
I don't believe you.
Nah.
I don't believe you. If that's the case, then fuck it. I'm going to be the one to take the bullet. If that's the case, Drake is a culture vulture. Legit. Yo, legit. I'll take the bullet.
Yo. Shauna says, no way, Shauna says,
bro.
No way is that the new wave. Sad to say, but that might just catch on because people find anything is quote-unquote art. That need for Dashway. That's what she says.
That need for Dashway. Yo.
But you gotta think about it again. I go back to when you understand the culture and you control it. Drake understands the culture. He controls it. He knows he's his own world star. He runs whatever.
You know, you know why he don't. I disagree, bro. You know why you can't say he control it? Because if he was controlling it, he'd be setting the trend, not picking up the pieces after somebody else do it and then mastering that shit and taking over. That's like, culture vulture. That's vulturism, nigga.
Vulturing definitely. But at the end of the day, every king runs their king different. But nonetheless, that doesn't make them not a king.
Less of a king, right. Facts.
It's some kings who may run their thing by creativity and reality, and there's some kings who may run their shit like, yo, we gonna do this hot right now.
My bad for cutting you off, bro, but you know how real what you just said is? Because the way China view shit is, if you could perform what the master do, the master, that means you feel what I'm saying. So you up on it.
Exactly. So versus in America, our shit is not 48 laws.
Right.
I would never.
48 laws. Facts.
Versus China, it's like, do it and perfect it. And it's like, you want.
Hold on, Lamar. That's your phone? You got it? You good?
Hello?
Yeah, we still got you.
Yeah, my bad, bro.
We still got you.
Call it. Everybody, everything runs the king differently. So it's just like Drake. He is a culture, though. It's just like saying some nigga like, yo, you some bird ass nigga, but yo, you do real good business. You got some bird, bro. That's what it really is though. Mm-hmm. It's like, yo, you snitch nigga. You know, you a bird nigga, but fuck it. You need to be cool.
You a snitch nigga. Yeah, like nigga, you beef. I get it, but I fuck with you because you stole some shit from me one time, so we can deal with that.
My thing is like, if Drake, because this is my first time hearing it, if Drake...
48 laws for power.
Nah, I was just saying, like, if Drake did make a song with this Blueface kid. My thing is, I don't care about all of that, but why are you supporting that? Like, I just feel like you kind of hurting the culture if you are making a song with him, because now it's not even like culture vulture, and it's like you're driving the culture in that direction. I have nothing against mumble rappers. I enjoy that whole new wave, but this guy, who sounds like Courage the Cowardly Dog, I ain't supporting that. Like, I can't get jiggy with it at all. Like,
yo, that's oh my god, that's so fucking real, bro. And that goes back to what I was saying, why I wouldn't call, because he's not setting no trend. Mm-hmm. He's picking up what niggas is starting and then trying to be the master of it. Like, we didn't see this nigga start the trend. He's not even having discretion about it. Like, he's not picking and choosing, like, oh, this is the most fire shit out of it, so let me, like, follow that. It's like, whatever he thinks is gonna blow, he hops on it, whether good, bad, negative, in between, like, whatever. This is not some shit I expect the hottest nigga in the game to jump on and try to be a part of. You feel me? Like, even just off the top of my head, even the Kaya baby bitch, that was the Kaya baby girl that was on Funk Flex freestyling and shit. She fired. Drake ain't co-sign her. Drake ain't jump on that wave, but it's 2018. Women are taking over everything. Niggas want to see women in power and shit. Why you didn't jump on that wave? Why you didn't coach Travolta that wave and jump on that and push out? But on a nigga that's not even talking English, basically. Nah, I'm lying.
He's talking. Yeah, what'd you say?
He kind of did take over with the whole women thing. That's what I'm saying. Drake is all right. So boom, back to all right. To break it down, right? One, as soon as we establish that Drake is a culture vulture, you know he's not of the culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you don't, that means that Drake doesn't care. If you're not of the culture, you don't care where the culture goes. You don't care what you propose in the culture.
That's deep.
You don't care about the direction, period. So whatever, look, from how looking in, since you're not of the culture, from the outside looking in, whatever attracts the most eyes is going to be the most popping thing. So it's like, if you control the most popping thing, the most eyes, at the end of the day, eyes equal people's minds. Like, you know what I mean? Instagram, it controls your mind or whatever. So it's like, if you control people's see, it's like, you can't control people hear and listen to, because when you hear shit, you're able to decipher shit. That's why the whole quote, people be like, believe half of what you see and all of what you hear, whatever that shit is. It's like,
you're right.
Because it's like mind games, B. So it's like Drake is going, his whole thing, he's subscribed under the 48 laws of power, or he's indoctrined in, oh, I'm going to, art of war, like, yo, I'm going to, oh, like, look at it with me. He's always going to want to control whatever's hot. He's not from here. He's a colonizer. He's from Canada. But he's colonizing.
Nigga say he's a colonizer. He's a
colonizer. Yo, Shona said Drake don't care about the culture. She said he capitalizes off of anything. Exactly what you were just saying.
Exactly. I'm saying, it's like, we know that. So it's like with Blueface. Blueface doesn't have to be the, Blueface could have been Ice JJ Fish, which he basically is, of a perky. Like, this nigga Blueface is off perkies, like, for real. Like, he talks like he on perkies. Like, he be hiccuping when he talks. It's like, he really off a perk. Like, come on, bro.
Yo, what he like, raps, son. It's like, what are you trying to catch? Like, what beat? What are you counting?
What are you trying to catch?
What are you doing? He'd be like,
yo, that's beast.
And then I'd be running.
Nigga say he sound like Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Yo, you remember when Courage was really like trying to like get attention? That is exactly what he sounded like. Like, yo, nah, I don't hate the kid. I respect him for even putting that out. I just want to know if anybody on his team, or if anybody, like, you know, like, gave him some sort of opinion or anything on it, because, you know, this is something that can be fixed. At the end of the day, this can be fixed. I just feel like if you are going to be rapping, because the art of rapping is putting words to a beat and arranging them in a way that we've never heard before. And with this, I hear it, and, like, I'm trying to bop my head, and I'm trying to vibe with you. But it's giving me anxiety, because I don't know where to go. I don't know where you're going. And it's not in a good way. It's not even suspenseful. It just tastes bad. But we could fix the recipe, bro. We could fix it.
But look at it like, if you think about it, as this is 2018, like, in most politically correct society or the most politically correct period that we have, it's like I said, it's always black and white. Since it's politically correct, it's always black and white. So we have to abide by rule to the T. That's the white end. From the black end, we don't have to abide by shit. It's just like, yo, if everybody willing to this, and all these niggas is going, is just like y'all was saying, it's like thing with Blueface that makes him different is that he has confidence in what he's doing. Like he showed me, like, yo, I'm dead ass.
Yo, wait. You know who else got confidence? Donald fucking Trump. But you're not going to be out here like, Trump, show your chest, nigga. Say it with your chest, nigga. Come on, bro.
At the same time, though, it's just like the war. It's the art of war. Like, at the time, when you know your agenda, as long as you succeed, it's just like money's not success to everybody. Like certain things, if you achieve your agenda, like Trump, to everybody, he may be a nigga. Like we would say, like, you a bird nigga, though. You a snitch nigga, but you successful in your own way because it's like, okay, that's what you believe in. You really became the. That's what I'm saying. And also look at it like this: we were brainwashed into thinking that Christopher Columbus was the good guy, right? So right now, all the information that's in our face, it's easy to pull a fast one. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So it's just like me having a daughter now, or everybody who has kids, or anybody who has younger siblings. It's easy. Like, we could be thinking that we have our eye on the right thing, and they slipping them the wrong information. And then by the time they 20, they think is the good guy. Mm-hmm. Just like how we thought Christopher Columbus is good guy. We just, Christopher Columbus, his back is 17 or 2018. Think about that. Yeah. Like, what? And that nigga, like, we was like 2 years younger when that shit came down. Like, only 2 years. It's not like our parents was. It's just like slavery got abolished probably when our grandparents or great grandparents. But it's like the nigga who came and colonized the whole in America, his shit just got taken down like last year or this year. Come on.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, man, when all the information's in your, they pull a fast one. So I'm just like, Blueface right now,
what? You know, it's kind of a gift and a curse because it's like with all that information in your face, you should be able to figure out what the truth is. You should be able to come to what the truth is. You feel me? But it's hard to decipher the truth out the fuckery, bro.
As much people, somebody could, it's just like my family's Christian. I'm Christian or whatever, but I'm Mac and he's. At the same time, it's just like you tell a Christian, or you tell a Muslim, or you tell a Buddhist or a Jewish person that their God is not real.
Like, yeah, nah, hell no. Like, you don't play with people's religion, bro.
People God. So at the same time, you can't play with people's mindset and what people believe.
Hell no. Niggas kill for their ideology, bro. Niggas will kill for an idea. That's true. Facts. Yep. Bro.
That's 100% true. Shoda says in the chat, she said, that's crazy that blue face rapping exists. I'm mad I heard that rap. Anxiety. But that leaves the door open to normalize everything. And I think that goes back to
thank you, Shona. Thank you, Shona. My bad.
Yeah, go ahead. What you got?
But I want the whole time. Like, let's stop normalizing fuckery, like, or let's stop normalizing shit just because it's different. You feel me? It's like we at a point where we're so fucking accepting and we're so politically correct. We don't these person sensibilities. We're just letting anything fly. In time, letting nothing fly. So it's like, the most outlandish shit is the stuff that people is like, oh. You want to claim that you're non-binary, gender active with pineapple juice and vinegar turns you into, yeah, cool. We'll accept that census. So now you can mark that you're vinegar man. You feel what it comes to a nigga saying some shit like, nah, I don't agree with you. It's, oh my God, kill him. How could he have an opposite opinion? How could he? It's like, y'all gonna have to pick and choose. Y'all gonna be accepting the old information, or y'all gonna not, and we gonna be mad repressive, and that leads back to the Kevin Hart shit. Like, you're accepting of the fact that Amy Schumer and Sarah Silverman and all them could say shit about people being faggots and gays, but when it's him, you picking and choosing. Niggas is crazy, son. My bad.
Nah, you good. You good.
But nah, but that's what it is, though. Because, like, at the end of the day, hey, back to Blueface, though, it's just that also we have to understand what it is, though. At the end of the day, in the society we are now, which has always been any, like, everyday society, human nature, as whenever a new idea is released or a new idea is brought upon, it's going to be expounded upon no matter what. You know what I mean? It's just like, if everybody's drinking brown water and somebody come with clear water, it's like, oh shit, it's going to be, it's like, yo, what's up? That's the thing about Blueface. When JJ Fish came out, it was the same way. When Young Thug came out, they was the same way. Whenever on, always gone too. So it's just like, that's what we have to understand and be like, yo, and we use that as our control, because it's like right now, Drake is giving Blueface, Drake and Diddy and certain people are giving Blueface that power. But realize, is Diddy giving him that power? Is Dr. Dre? Is 50 Cent? Are these other people in power giving them this power? So it's just like, the only reason why we view it as that is because in our realm right now, I feel like Drake's influence is really important. It seems more than it. So just if Diddy co-signs Blueface, then we should be worried. Or Birdman co-signs Blueface, then we should really be worried. Or if QC Blueface, then we should be worried.
But honestly, like, but having the juggernaut of the game give him the cosign says a lot, because Drake just passed Elvis, bro. I mean, I know it's kind of spooky with these streaming shits, because streaming be throwing off the numbers crazy, so motherfuckers will be like, let's keep it a buck. I'm not nothing against him, because I fuck with this nigga, but Kendrick is like number 7 or number 6 on sales leaders, and Drake is number 1 after the, like, he passed Elvis, the Beatles, MJ, all that. Like, but because of streaming.
You
got it. So
you stream to have, and also his music, too. I can understand why, because of his music.
Bro, like, to have him passed all these people, bro, I don't know.
But remember,
I think it got a lot to do Elvis, with the whole Elvis setup of the streaming.
It is, 100%. Like, that's a factor. But you also have to think, Drake has moved through different eras of hip hop, where he was here during when it was more lyrical, definitely, to where it's at now, and he's managed to stay
gangsta,
relevant throughout it all.
Big facts, but he's not the only one. But he's not the only one. You feel what I'm saying? He's not the only one that's been able to transcend time, but he's the one at the top.
Yeah,
because of the
I'm
whole
saying
streaming situation. You
streaming,
feel what I'm saying?
Absolutely, his streaming. Yeah. But along the, remember, times are gonna change. Either way, the numbers, and I have to also say that the numbers back then aren't going to be the same numbers as they are now, because a dollar back then isn't worth the same dollar where it is now. So you got to think,
big facts.
All of this stuff is going to play a factor into it. But with that being said, a dollar now isn't worth the same amount as it was then, so you need to make more dollars now than you would need to make back then, which means you have to change your mindset. You can't use that mindset of an Elvis than where it is now. And Drake has managed to do that, not only with him as an artist, but like his marketing, the people who he goes around, the fact that we're saying, like, all right, if he sees this Blueface thing and he sees that this is something that's going to pick up, he's going to start working with them. And that is him getting those numbers. He's seeing that this is what it has to be done. And as much as we don't like it because it is culture vulturing, he still found the way to continuously stay on top. And that's his method.
Everybody
got to
eat.
Yeah, that's his technique.
No shit. Don't get me wrong. I'm not hating on the technique. Mm-hmm. I'm just talking from a, remember, I rap, bro. You
yeah, 100%.
So I grew up on music. I'm like, I love this shit, my nigga. It's not just like I do music because I love this shit. So when it comes to that aspect of it, I see the fucking, it's like a slow poisoning of the culture. You feel me? And I get it, but I just wish everything wasn't about results all the goddamn time and numbers and all that. You feel me? I wish it actually was about the love of the shit.
That's the era we live in, though, man. That's the era we live in. It's about how many followers you have, how many likes you have.
Instant gratification, bro.
It's a number game now.
Instant gratification.
That's the thing, though. It's just our era. But also, it's like I said, everything is black and white. It's like either you gotta, not everything's black and white, but now how it seems like you're either gonna have to sell from the back of your trunk, or you're gonna have to stream.
Word.
We don't have that. We don't, like, they didn't have that luxury to stream. So it's just like, as much as streaming is, and just that also now we gotta look at, like, it's more technique with it. So it's just like when anything evolves, it's just like huts evolve into fucking apartments or whatever. Yeah. It's just like, mm-hmm. as soon as the idea of apartment was introduced, mm-hmm. it's just like, all right, how do we, or as soon as a secure building is, mm-hmm. what you call it, instead of building, like we're streaming now, it's just like, yo, as soon as the idea of, all right, we got, how are we gonna capitalize off of that? And there's plenty of ways. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of ways you can capitalize over streaming easy. And that's what it's designed for. Everything is designed. It's just like this is like they say, promises are made to be broken. I feel like rules are made to be broken.
All the time, bro.
Yeah.
Rules are made to be broken.
All the time.
With Migos. Migos found the loophole in streaming where they will put their chorus of a...
Yeah, I remember that.
And that became... Post Malone also found that. Mm-hmm. Post Malone and Rock... 21 Savage found out with the song Rockstar, and then when they found it where you could do it with memes now. So it's like if you put your song in a meme, like you see how even like, you know what I mean? Mm. You know what I mean? Hit my line, you feel me? You put your song in a meme or whatever.
You seen, yo, viral. Bro, but yo,
you out here dropping the cheat codes, man.
bro, I was gonna say, I don't know if you seen the other episode me and Dean did, bro. Like I said then, bro, life, art reflects life, right? Mm-hmm. Right. So if there's cheat codes to games, which are art, there's cheat codes to, and you out here dropping them gems, bro. Yeah. I respect it.
100%.
I respect it, Brody.
I even dropped another one. I made a song called Tiana Taylor in like 2013 on some dumb shit, you know? It was up on YouTube. But I put it up on for sale or whatever, iTunes and Spotify and shit, but it never made nothing or whatever. It was back in 2013. Whole controversy came out with Tiana Taylor. Mind you, I didn't pay a dollar to make the song, but when the whole controversy with Tiana Taylor came out with her dropping the Kanye, I ended up, like, that song made like $70 out of nowhere.
Wow.
In like a month or so. I'm like, what? And I could show you this. I posted this stats on my Instagram.
Yeah.
Like 70-something, 78. And then if you think deep, it's like, I'm not dropping the gems. I'm not dropping the cheat codes because it's already out there.
Yeah.
Or you could put some shit in somebody's face and they still won't know. Like, it's doing it. Look, these who started that whole trend of making songs, people's names. Why? Because when those people's names buzzing and they get searched, you're gonna make money. I ended up getting 5,000 plays on, like in a month or like whatever, in 3 weeks or so on Apple Music, and I posted all that. That's what I'm saying. And I was fucking surprised, bro. That's the most I've ever made off of a song. It's not that much. I guess it's not that much. But I'm a real nigga. I'm not gonna lie. But it's like $70. I'm like, yo, I didn't pay a penny to make
exactly.
that.
Exactly. That's what matters, though, man. You know, that's what matters.
And I needed it at a real crucial time in my life, too. Mm-hmm. When I checked it at the time, I needed it. I needed an extra, like, $50 at that exact time.
Mm.
That's
how it happens.
Ever since pushing the stream and shit, that's why I was like, I be telling people, like, go to YouTube, go to Spotify, nigga. Don't give your material for free. Let's sell our shit.
100%, because it's like, that's the new era that we live in, man. Everything is about the streams.